من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So, Sayyidina Ubaidullah al-Ahrar, what he said, what we were saying before in the previous session.
Good.
Listen and take heed. Take heed. If you take heed, you get benefit. What is necessary for you, you take. What is not necessary, you leave. What is concern you, you take. What does not concern you, you leave. And don't try to analyze. If two people were, for example, are مختلفين, differences in opinion, even up to go and they begin to argue and fight with each other, what is your duty to do? Huh?
Stop.
Your duty is to keep away, because you might not be able to analyze correctly. So don't blame this one or that one when you are hearing something, because you don't know who is on the truth and who is not. And that's why the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-qatil wal-maktul fil nari abada, the one who killed and the one who is killed, both of them are in hellfire. They say, okay, we understand the one who kills, but we don't understand the one who is killed, how he goes to hellfire. He said, because if that one who is being killed was faster, he would have killed the first one. So the first one was faster, but both of them, their intention is to kill. So that's why you don't know what is going on. So our duty is adab for us, means, because many people see things on the news and they begin to give opinion. You don't know what is on the ground there really, and what is going on. So don't give your opinion, because your opinion is going to be false. And that's why most of these talk shows is waste of time, because they don't know the truth. They analyze what they are seeing, and might be they are seeing, and what they are understanding, it is not the truth. You are building false information. You are building a structure on false information. So everything will fall down, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, بَنَى بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى جَرَفٍ.
أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَا جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
He said that who is better, the one that has built his building on a good foundation of sincerity and piety, or that one who built his foundation on a cliff that it has no good foundation? He built his building on a cliff. One time that cliff is going to fall and what he did going to be continuously falling down into hellfire. Means you cannot build your building on backbiting or something that is not true. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين.
O believers, if someone comes to you with a false news, corrupted one, fasikun, binaba'in, fatabayyanu, check it out before you make your decision. It's better, don't listen, because you don't need to make a decision. It's better to keep safe, because when you make a decision from a person who is corrupted and give you a false information, either you might make a good decision or bad. So by this way, it's better to completely ignore it. But if you are so much hishari,
if you are curious,
curious too much, and you are nuisance,
noisy.
Nosy. You want to put your nose everywhere, in any hole. You want to put your nose there and smell stinky smells. Then you're going to fall down. It's better what to do?
Not to listen.
It's not my business. You go say it to someone else. I'm not interested. That's adab.
Allah.
That is respect. That you save yourself. But if you are nosy, you are, what you said the other word, curious, you want to dig. And Grand Sheikh gave example of digging is when you go into the desert, you want to go to make wudu. So what you go? You do it somewhere else, behind a bush. And then you cover it with sand, safe. Someone comes who is nosy with a stick. He turn it upside down. What happened? Huh?
Release this.
Yeah. Look adab with cats. Cats, they cover what they do. Not?
No.
Means cover. Keep, have adab, learn from animals, how they have adab, learn. Dogs, they don't have adab.
Allah.
He confirmed it. Dogs, no adab. Like donkeys, no adab. What, Sheikh? Why are you laughing? You are teaching. Why? This is not okay. Looking on the bad movies on the television is okay. Which is better? To learn or to look at bad movies on the video, on television? This better. On TV they show you haram things and everyone of us is looking very carefully. When this is mentioned, you are laughing, especially this one. Why, you are nosy? Yeah, he put his nose everywhere. So cats, they have adab. Dogs, they don't have adab. Dogs, they have loyalty. So everyone, Allah to animal gave a different characters. If you have a cat with you on the street, you don't need to carry with you
a leash.
But with the dogs, you see them carrying on the street. They have two dogs in their hands. They have 100 pounds leash on the other hand, carrying, following the dogs, cleaning after them. If you don't clean after them, you get a fine ticket. Means you have to clean after yourself, or else there is a heavenly ticket. And you don't know how big is that heavenly ticket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us not to dig something that has smell, because then you will contaminate everyone. That's why Allah said in one verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If someone corrupted person came to you with a false information, check it. أَنْتُصِيمُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Because then you are going to, you are going to accuse someone wrongly of something that he didn't do, because the picture was given to you wrong. Then you are going to regret. But after what? After that person is being killed, how many people are innocent in prisons waiting for to be executed because of wrong information? So he's teaching us in this suhbah adab, wrenching, and that's why he said, اسمعوا وعوا فَإِذَا وَعَيْتُمْ فَانْتَفِعُوا. Listen and get heed. When you get heed, you get benefit. When you are not listening, but you are in the advice from the sheikh, he one is giving irshad. This is for those who have the right to give irshad, not for every normal meeting. Even meeting people are explaining hadith or explaining Quran, but they have not been the level of irshad in sainthood. They are not awliya Allah, they are normal scholar. If your attention little bit shifted, it's okay. But in the presence of awliya Allah, he said, have to be very careful in taking heed of what they are saying. He said, you cannot move, you cannot come with, make a movement in their presence. You cannot move your hand. You cannot move your left hand. You cannot scratch your head. You cannot scratch your hair. You cannot play with your beard. Because he said, Sayyidina Sheikh Sharaf al-Din said, Grand Sheikh, he said that in my association, anyone who scratch his cheek or his head or his forehead, it will bring the level of my speech 7 levels down. Means you have to be sitting with full attention, full meditation, correcting your heart, full rabita, your heart with the Sheikh's heart. No movement. Connecting there. Any movement, it will drop this association's level 7 levels down. The secret is gone. You, as if you have disturbed the whole secret that the Sheikh is giving. He said that If I look and I am giving the speech and I see someone even carrying his beads and making zikr, he has no right. He has to listen. Immediately I cut the level of the suhbah 7 levels down, because then I cannot carry that person, my Dil Sahba has to go quickly down, or else there will be a shortage, you say?
Short
circuit. When you plug something and it
sparks.
What you call that?
Short circuit.
Because my lecture is so strong, my sahaba is going so strong, and that person is moving, not paying attention, it hurt my heart, then it is as if there is that sahaba is not able to go through the different hearts, because they are, I am connecting their hearts through that circuit. It's going from one, begin from the right, going all the way to come back to the left. Anyone in the audience sitting and has a short outcomes means moving himself and so on, that circuit cannot go through a very fine wires. What will happen? The fire burns. The wire burns. So I have immediately, not, for this not to happen, I have to bring the association, what I am speaking about, seven levels down, in order not to make that kind of burning, or that person will be completely burned. See how much the words of Awliyaullah are full, or carrying what kind of light they are carrying, what kind of energy they are carrying. When they speak, that speeches are like moving energy from one person to another person's heart, going in a circuit and reaching back to the full circuit. That's why they don't like anyone who be in their association when they are speaking. They don't like anyone who is not interested, or that's why sometimes they don't like children to be around, because then children with their noise bring the heart of the sheikh down to seven level, in order that he can keep the circuit weak at that time, in order that people can carry, because there is a short circuit going on. He said, anyone that he is looking and he is seeing a dispute between two people, I might disagree with you and have dispute. You say, no, this is it. I say, no, this is not like that. It's like that. I have to put that wireless mic here. You broke it. How you are going to put wireless? No, I have to put it. You cannot put it. No, I have one to put it. No, you cannot put it. No, I have to put it. You argue, and he said, people who are looking at that argument, it is not your business to look at this argument, because they are entering into a fight. How many people in the same group, they argue with each other? Is that? You argue with your wife all the time. You don't argue? Yeah. People argue with each other, and it end up with dispute. He said, be careful, don't interfere. Al-qatilu wal-maktul fi nari abada. The one who killed, who killed, and the one who is being killed in hellfire. He said that bad energy that is coming from those two people who are arguing each other, like someone killing the other, that bad energy will come to you and dress you. You become like them, similar, no difference. You bring a magnet, all of you, you know that. You bring a magnet and you bring a nail, isn't it? And put the magnet over the nail. What happened? It attracted, isn't it? Bring many nails and put a magnet. What happened? It attracted them as much as it is powerful. So it sucked them inside, so it dressed them. Now take that nail that had been attracted to the magnet and put it over a small nail, very small, it attracted. Isn't it?
No.
Physics?
No.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Because it took some of
it's
that,
magnetized.
It is magnetized already. So bad energy coming out from two people who are arguing will affect you and you become magnetized with their bad energy. And you don't know. They know might be that they are wrong. They might repent, but you don't ever you repent because you don't know that you did something wrong. But that bad energy has dressed you. So you become stinky inside that energy, that magnetized of bad energy. So never comes to you that you did something wrong. You never ask forgiveness. You don't repent. That is the meaning of Tufl al-Nafs al-Mazmuma. Tufl al-Nafs al-Mazmuma.
The child of the evil self. Or
the child of the evil self. Tufl al-Nafs al-Mazmuma. Al-Nafs, the ego, the bad ego, the self, that is always Mazmum.
Complaining?
No. Mazmum is when someone say disgusted from what that self and that ego that always consider as a bad, very bad. You don't like it. Everything that you see in front of you, you say this mazmum. This means don't talk about it. This is something bad. So human being when they are children, they are children tufl. Child, in their childhood, the arguments between the parents or the arguments between people and they are okay, exposed to it, bad energy is dressing them, they become magnetized with it. They don't know that this is wrong. So all this bad energy you are reflecting on your children with your dispute with your husband or with your wife or with your brothers or sisters. So when you see something like that, run away. Don't sit. Because you are going to be affected with this bad energy. So you don't repent. When you don't repent, you come out in the judgment day bankrupted from your good manners. Not from obligations. Your obligation, you are doing it. You are doing, you get paradise. But you will be bankrupted from moral excellence to be resurrected with prophets and sincere and pious people. You will be in the first level. He said that person is falling into killing also. He's part of that. Because he was looking at them and he never repented. So he will be in judgment day with them. Means he is teaching us here, don't put your finger in something that it's not of your concern. Don't put your nose, Mr. Nose. Don't put your nose. Who cares?
Allah.
Allah, huh? Confirmed. Like he have to keep you here to confirm every time. So that's what happened to us from childhood. That's why we are increasing bad manners in us without feeling. When you are increasing your bad manners, tarkul adab,
leaving good manners,
you are allowing yourself to take the bad manners. And by this way, you don't listen to anyone, you don't accept anyone's opinion. He said, where to listen to the sheikh? that listening to the sheikh is in dream. You are hallucinate. People hallucinate that they are listening and obeying. Everyone listening to his self or herself. Try to eliminate this from you, then you will be able to listen to the sheikh. Or the sheikh, when he says something, you question it and you doubt it 100 times. We must understand that this bad energy is coming from our involvement with people. That's why ascetics, they run away. They keep to themselves. Awliyaullah, they live in places where it's far. They don't see. That's why it is recommended always to be in a jungle between rural area where you don't see except goats and chickens and horses and what else? Lambs, sheep and geese and birds. You don't want to see tigers and lions and what else? Dib, shudib, bears,
hyenas,
Allahu Akbar. All of these, they run after stinky materials. They eat what?
Dead flesh.
Corpse. They smell it. You go there in the jungle, you see, or desert, you see them running after this flesh, and it's very smelly. But domestic animal, there is no smell. Because what they eat grass. Grass has nice smell. Grass in Arabic is what? What is grass in Arabic? Hashish. Say, I'm asking you.
Hashish.
Don't say hashish. Has a different meaning here. So, grass in Arabic is hashish. So, this grass. So, they eat that grass, has no smell. So you cannot say the Arabic word here. Then they understand. You fall into the hadith, the verse of Quran. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ وَاسْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِذْ Always say.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ
He said, all believers, try to avoid كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ Too much of, he didn't say little bit of, he said too much. Because always we are in too much. Means too much of doubts. Means everything there is doubt in it. When he say كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ When he say كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ He didn't say قَلِيلًا. قَلِيلًا is less because it's little bit. But he's saying كَثِيرًا means we are contaminated with lot of doubts. He say try to avoid them. Most of them, because in the بعض الظن is
some doubts.
Some doubts you let you to fall in a sin. You are becoming a sinner. ولا تجسسوا. Don't spy on each other. Mean don't spy on what your brother is doing. You like to eat his flesh. It is a stinky flesh. Don't want to eat it. Means you are going to kill him and eat him. When you doubt him, you are killing him. Because you are reporting wrong information about him, backbiting him. You are killing him. When these two Sahaba came to Prophet ﷺ and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we have stomach ache. And Prophet said, you ate meat in this morning. They said, Wallah, Ya Rasulallah, for a long time we didn't eat meat. He said, no, you ate meat. Put your fingers into your mouth and vomit. And they vomited raw meat coming. They were looking surprising. He said, don't be surprised. You ate your brother's flesh when you were speaking about them in bad way. So this is very important. We have to run away from speaking bad about something. You heard something, keep it to yourself. You don't need to go and make it bigger and bigger and bigger and then spread it. Then you might have a doubt, you might fall in a mistake, might be the wrong doubt. So don't eat the flesh of your brother, then you are acting like a wild animal. Act like a domestic animal. Sit in a rural area. Don't see anything is better until you die. Because then you have an eternal life waiting for you. We believers, either we believe or we don't believe. Do we believe in Islam? Yes. Do we believe in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the seals of Messenger? Yes. Do we believe in Holy Quran? Yes. Do we believe in the last day? Yes. Do we believe in the death? Yes. Isn't that? Do we believe in the destiny? Yes. Do we believe in the resurrection day? Yes. Do we believe in an eternal life? Yes. So then why this life is very short compared to the eternal life? So why we have to keep trying to keep every moment in this life to be full of pleasure? Let it be pleasure for Akhirah, pleasure to make Allah happy with us. That is the most pleasure for the human being. So, for Akhirah, for Akhirah, you have the eternal life. For dunya, you have the limited life. We are preferring the limited life over the eternal life. All of us, we are not saying anyone is outside of it, all of us. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sake of Prophet and our shuyukh, that give us more love toward akhirah and less toward dunya. Although Allah said in Holy Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us in dunya hasana and in akhira hasana, and make us to be away from hellfire. وَقِنَا, protect us from hellfire. But Sayyidina Ali, how he explained that? He said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت وغدا على قدر مقدار بقائك فيها. Said, do for your dunya as if living forever, do for your akhira as if you are dying tomorrow. So when you know yourself you are dying tomorrow, you drop everything from dunya. And he said, على قدر مقدار بقائك فيها, according to how much you are going to live in each one. So Allah gave you dunya to enjoy and to, okay, but it has to be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the way of shaitan or in the way of the self. May Allah forgive us, and we continue next time. Hurmat al-Habib wa hurmat al-Fatiha. These associations, these meetings are of such kind. Laylatul Qadr was a powerful night that took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for Sayyidina al-Mahdi an opening this time. There is a big opening came to Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who is waiting for a sign. And that sign I have through Mawlana Sheikh, Allah, may Allah bless him, through Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, information before last night, that in a vision with Grand Sheikh, he mentioned something that Grand Sheikh, he said to me something that made my heart happy, and understanding from that is very soon there is going to be a big event happening. And Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam has been dressed with a heavenly dress, coming with black, complete black cloth, black turban, black cloth. Allah knows best, and this is what came to us with some details, that these details we cannot explain now, but inshallah it will have an impact and a change coming soon for the best of humanity, for the best of world, to live happily in justice, inshallah. In good, in full justice on earth. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha. تقبل الله.
والله.